Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。在今天的节目之前，先来一个酒馆的小通知。感谢大家的热情支持，酒馆第四期进阶口语课程马上就要满员了，预期开课时间就定在5月21日，还有最后几个席位。想要报名，赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg1， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母，最后一个数字一。LULUXJG1， 非常期待与我们新一期的酒馆主动学习者开启一段有趣有料的学习历程。我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show. Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话美国。Hello, James.
Hello, Lulu.
What are we going to talk about today?
Let me ask you a question. When you hear the word Indian, what do you think of?
Indian, you mean people from India?
No, I mean in terms of America.
Oh, you mean the non-PC term that you shouldn't really say Indians. Aren't they called Native Americans?
Yes, they are called Native Americans, but the term Indian still survives till today.
所以我们今天就来看看美洲土著，也就是原来说的这个印第安人。Like I said before, Indian is not supposed to be a term you use nowadays in America.To refer to Native Americans, right?
Right, because the term Indian was an accident, to be honest, because these early explorers that came to America thought they got to India early. So they're like, oh, this is India. Those are Indians.
So it was a mistake.
Yes.
And I always remember when I was growing up, I heard those songs like 10 Little Indians.
Yeah, I know the song, but we don't sing it that way anymore. We changed the...lyrics like 10 little monkeys or something else that's more politically correct.
Politically correct. 这个政治上正确 I don't think a lot of Chinese listeners really know that concept, but it is a concept that is really prevalent in the United States, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
So what is political correctness?
Political correctness is about using the most appropriate term...that does not offend the group you are talking about.
所以这个政治正确其实它后面有很多的文化的背景。它意思就是说你说话的时候不可以冒犯任何一个族群特别是比如说某一个种族或者某一个群体的人。So here, Indians in this context would be considered non-PC.
That's right.
Native Americans would be more PC.
Correct.
I know that...Canadians, native people, they call them First Nations?
Yeah, because they were the groups of people that were there first.
I guess for most people, like especially for most Chinese learners of English, I guess our only concept about Native Americans are probably from Hollywood films.
So probably the people riding on horses, having feathers in their hair.Living in a kind of a tent we call a teepee. Yeah, the Hollywood stereotype is kind of a mixture of a whole bunch of different cultures that exist in the Native American community.
So it's not accurate.
Not really. But there are some accurate films that do focus on a specific group, like a movie called Dances with Wolves, which came out, must have been 20 years ago.
Yulang Gong Wu.Dances with Wolves, but with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that one's pretty accurate. But then we have movies like the Disney film Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. That does look like a very, very romanticized version. 风中奇缘
Disney, so.
Yeah. But like you said, this whole portrayal, this whole stereotype is of riding horses, living in teepees, 这种印第安的帐篷 or wearing feathers in their head.This is more like a mixture of different cultures.
Right.
Does that mean that Native Americans, they have many different cultures?
Right. So we've talked before about, the size of America. It's a really big place. And there are Native tribes that lived in almost all parts of the country. And so their cultures varied a lot.
Tribes, 就是部落 T-R-I-B-E. And they all have different cultures?
Yeah, so they had different... There are some commonalities. They tend to be a lot more naturalistic, believing in the natural world and things like this. But they did have different myths, different stories. They spoke different languages.
Wow.
They even had different artistic styles. And beyond that, also their ways of life varied a lot.
So it's actually they're not just one group of people. There are many smaller groups.
Yes.
But what about the... Well, nowadays, obviously, Native Americans are not the mainstream. They don't take a large percentage in the total population. So what about the mainstream Americans, let's say the majority of American kids, when they're in school? Do you guys get taught about the history?
Yes, we do, because it is a big part of history in the country.
Mm-hmm.
American kids learn quite a bit about the local tribes.
Mm.
So growing up, I learned a lot about the tribes that were in the area we were in.
Mm.
And we also learned about some like historical figures, like a woman called Sacagawea, who was a guide that led a famous expedition across the country.
Ah, Sacagawea. That's perhaps the only other famous Native American name that I know, apart from Pocahontas.
Mm. Yeah, those are the two most famous.
You do see it in a lot of the TV shows and movies. They mention it. But, you know, if you don't mind me saying, that is a quite dark part of the history. There are lots of bad things happened, especially things when people think of Thanksgiving. Nowadays, Thanksgiving seems to become quite commercialized in China for some reason. But I don't think a lot of people really know that part of history about Thanksgiving.
All right. So in the first Thanksgiving, yes, the native people did help the settlers who showed up with their food. But unfortunately, natives did start dying after this because the Europeans had diseases that they were not immune to.
Yeah, perhaps we'll talk more about that in the advanced episode.
Yes.
But anyhow, that Thanksgiving in short is about the Native Americans. They helped out the settlers.
Yeah.
This I always find quite interesting. You call it settlers or pilgrims, right?
Well, Americans will use the term pilgrim.
So, 清教徒 or settlers. Settlers in itself means people who go and settle in a place, to live in a place, to start a life.
That's what they're doing.
但是在中文里, 这个settlers, 很多时候我们把它翻译成殖民者, colonists.
Yeah, technically that's also true. But these people at that time were not setting up a colony. They were just moving to a place to live.
More about that part of history in the advanced episode. But back to the Native Americans. We just talked about they have many different groups. You said they have different culture, different beliefs.
Right.
But what did they do for a living?
Well, that would depend on usually the region they're from. So in the central parts of the country, what we call the Great Plains, where it's just giant grasslands, in the middle of the country, we have giant grasslands.
Mm-hmm.
And this area, the Native Americans tended to be more nomadic. So they traveled from place to place, following herds of animals and were hunters.
Nomadic, 就是游牧民族. So they're more hunting and gathering.
Yeah. Tribes that lived closer to the oceans or rivers tend to be more of a fishing-based culture.
So very, very different.
Yes.
Those were some of the basics about the history, about the general situation, and about the general concept.
But we also have a lot of words that have entered American language that come from Native Americans or Native American ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And these words you do hear a lot. And the first one is chief.
Chief is the head of a tribe.
Yeah, which chief itself probably isn't a Native American word. But when most Americans hear the word chief, they think of Native Americans.
No. Mm.
But it does mean, and today we can use it to describe the boss or the person in charge. But yes.
Chief 在这个里面就是比如酋长的意思. So chief, like you said, there's an association with Native American tribes.
And the next one we're going to look at is pretty unique. It's something called a totem pole.
Totem, T-O-T-E-M?
Yes.
Mm.
And what this was is a really tall pole. They took a tree and they carved it. And on it, they have different images on it, like carvings of animals, spirits and stuff. And it's supposed to be a big part of certain tribes' culture.
Is it like a belief system?
Yes. But in American English, we also use this in terms to describe position in society. If you're at the bottom of the totem pole, you're not that important. If you're at the top of the totem pole, you are very important.
Oh, like social status.
Yeah.
图腾柱 in American English also means the sort of social structure. Social, like almost like a class structure.
Kind of.
Mm.
Then the next one we have is powwow.
Pow, T-O-W-W-O-W.
Yeah.
That I often hear. I never understood what it meant.
Well, it quite simply means a get-together, like a meeting of something.
Oh.
So we can say, let's have a powwow, which means we're going to get together and most likely talk or discuss something.
Oh, like a casual meeting.
It can be casual. It can be more formal, but it's just the get-together. And that is also from a Native American language.
That's very American, isn't it? You wouldn't hear that from British people, I guess. I've never heard.
I never have either. And lastly is, in America, a lot of place names have Native American origins, like Dakotas.
Idaho.
Oh. Basically, if you go to America and you go to find a place that has a very unusual name that is obviously not Spanish or French...
Or European language,
then it's a good chance it's a native language.
Yeah, I find that to be quite similar to Australia. So when I was traveling around Australia, any of these words that don't look like English, they turn to be the native language, the Aboriginal language.
Yeah, America is much the same.
So that's about the basics. In the advanced episode, we're going to go back to that part of history, and then we're going to explore more about the history and also the situation that they are in right now.
Right.
Okay. So see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.